Wholesalers, welcome to another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Wholesalers, we get a lot of questions about social media. How do I use it? What's appropriate? How can I use it to grow my business? How can I assist advisors with social media? You know, sometimes I'm able to answer those questions, but you got to get the subject matter experts in here. Wouldn't you agree? Well, that's why we reached out to Amy McElwain. You may or may not know Amy, but she is a rock star in the area of social media, specifically as it pertains to financial service firms. So we have a niche within a niche. It's fantastic. She wrote the book, The Social Advisor, Social Media Secrets of the Financial Industry. Her work has been featured in the Wall Street Journal, ABC, Fox News, CBS, NBC, Ignite. If you're looking for someone to assist you with understanding more about social media and how it overlays the financial services community, I think we have the right guest, Amy McElwain. Welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thanks so much for having me today.
It is lovely to have you here. Let's start with talking about LinkedIn. So a lot of times we talk to our wholesaling community about social media, and the first thing they do is blanch because the compliance department hovers above us. And then we always kind of want to differentiate the thing, the positioning of social media between listening, talking, and engaging. And it always comes back to LinkedIn because that's the suit and tie network that most of us live on most frequently. So let's get right down to it, give people the biggest bang for the next 15-minute buck. Let's talk about the LinkedIn profile. Let's talk about how to build a LinkedIn profile, it's important to build it, and using your words, how to optimize it. Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. LinkedIn is a business networking site, which is why you see so many financial advisors and wholesalers on LinkedIn. This is a place where people are coming to network and grow their businesses and grow their practices. So when you think about LinkedIn, people will tell me, they'll be like, you know, Amy, I have had a LinkedIn profile, but it's just not doing anything for me. Well, that's like going to a trade show and not talking to anybody. So you want to think of LinkedIn as a giant trade show, and your booth at this trade show is going to be your profile. So what does your profile look like? What does your booth look like? You don't want to be that just the white tablecloth over in the corner that has just a name tag on it. You want to have a dynamic profile that tells your story, that incorporates video and other materials that position you as the expert. So when it comes down to your profile, the key is you want to optimize it. So there's a couple big things to think about when optimizing your profile on LinkedIn. You want to think of keywords that describe you. If people are looking for you, what would they be searching for on LinkedIn? LinkedIn is a giant search engine. So identifying these keywords that people are searching for and strategically placing them in the right area is going to help you appear first in the LinkedIn search engine. As you've all probably seen on the homepage of LinkedIn, it'll show you how many people have viewed your profile in the last day, in the last month, how many times you've shown up in search results. And the key is we want to get you visible. We want people viewing your profile. So after you've identified those keywords that people are looking for, that's where we want to place those strategically in some key spots.
Hey, Amy, before you continue, Amy, let me throw in a couple of thoughts. Number one is, wholesalers, as you're listening to this, I want you to think about it in the context of your profile, and I also want you to think about it in the context of how you're going to help advisors. Because some of the stuff that Amy's going to talk about, you might think, geez, is that really relevant, appropriate for my profile as a wholesaler? The answer is maybe to probably, but it's going to be very interesting to the advisor. So I'd like you to position yourself in both of those ways. And the other thing, Amy, is I want to make sure that when we say the phrase keywords, some of our audience may not necessarily understand what keywords are. So tell us a little bit, what do you mean by keywords?
Keywords are specific terms that people might be searching for. So let's use an advisor as an example. If an advisor is an RIA that specializes in retirement planning could be a keyword. So he would want to include retirement things throughout his profile.
Okay.
And again, it's going to vary for the different wholesalers. The keywords are certain combinations of words that people would be looking for.
Perfect. So the first thing was understanding what the keywords are that describe me or describe my financial advisor if I'm helping a financial advisor build their profile. And the next thing then is figuring out where to put these keywords. Please tell us where.
Yes. there's four main places that you should put those. Your headline, your current title, your summary, and your sales. So making sure you place those keyword phrases strategically through there will help you show up in the LinkedIn search, will raise you to the top of the pile. Make sure you have those keywords placed strategically. Now, when it comes to putting together your profile, let's start with your headline. Rather than just using your current title, you want a headline that describes what you do. So take that opportunity. This is what everyone sees. Describe what you do and how you help people. And then you want to make sure you fill out your current job, your past job, and then most importantly, all of your contact information is right underneath that main area. You fill in your email address, work phone number, Twitter handles if you have that, website. Now, one of the things with the website is it actually gives you an opportunity to use three different websites. And it has some templated copy, my website, my blog. Ditch this. Take advantage of this opportunity to craft content that is going to drive into a specific area. Download the compliance guide. Visit our website. Call me to learn more. You want specific action items, prompting them to click. Take advantage of this real estate and make sure all of your information is up to date. Moving down is you're going to also want to make sure you have a complete summary. So your summary should talk about you, what value you bring. Use the first and second paragraph to really talk about you, your background, your history, and then use your ending paragraph to talk about the company you work at and what you do at that specific company. Also within the summary, this is where you can embed some video. So if you have any videos, you can embed slideshares, you can embed PDFs. So take advantage of this fix. You also, if you published in any articles or things like that, you can list any publications you've been mentioned in. Sharing your experience at past jobs really helps paint a holistic picture of your time in the industry.
Now, Amy, I want to talk about experience for just a second. I want to jump in and ask you about that because a lot of times our wholesalers might stop at just list the firm that they worked for, the appropriate title, and the span of time they worked there. And I know you'll agree with me that we want more meat on the bone there. We want to be able to cite our value that we have brought to the firm, key achievements, wholesalers, our PVP, our peerless value proposition could go into the summary statement as well as into the experience. Would you agree with that, Amy?
Absolutely. It's all about positioning you as an expert and telling your complete story. And, I go further down the profile. There's one that a lot of people skip over is that interest. People, they don't really necessarily see the importance of including that. But it paints your story and it tells who you are. So, people do business because they know, like, and trust. And if you can relate to people, maybe through golf or scuba diving or collecting antique automobiles, whatever it may be sure to include your interests to paint a holistic picture of who you are and how you'll be able to relate to these clients. As we move down the profile, any awards, honor, make sure you're completing these. And then it gives you an opportunity to follow people. So you want to be following influencers in the industry and following groups. So make sure you join groups. Groups is one of the most underutilized pieces of LinkedIn. It's a whole pocket full of leads if you know how to use it correctly. So make sure you are joining groups.
And wholesalers, we would not let the group's reference go by without the shameless plug. We have 4,100 members at the Wholesale Masterminds group. That group alone, you might know that I manage two other groups, 22,000 total members. So go join a wholesaler group. Go join Wholesaler Masterminds, Wholesaler Connect, Investment Wholesalers of America, especially Wholesaler Masterminds, as that is the group that we own. Amy, let's also talk about structure. There's a little trick here that some folks don't know, and it seems insignificant, but everybody has a personal preference about how their profile appears in terms of order of information. In fact, in looking at your profile and my profile, we choose two different ways to display our information. You can change the order on any stuff, can't you?
Yeah, well, the order, you can rearrange. You can drag and drop the boxes of where how you'd like your profile arranged. On profile, I have the summary up top with my information. And I'm thinking about this in a way of, if someone comes to my profile, what do they want to know about me? So they can learn about through the summary, where I have some videos about it. And then I've included my skills and endorsements. And this is, for wholesalers, this is a little tricky. You're going to need to talk to, you know, your broker-dealer or, you know, your company to see if you're allowed to have the skills and endorsements. So talk to your compliance department about this. But I have my skills and endorsements next because this is for validation of my expertise in various skills. I have over 100 recommendations for social media, online, email. All of these are listed. And then next, again, to, you know, back that up with credibility, I list my publication, my book, The Social Advisor. And then it goes into my experience at the various aspects of my past.
So, Amy, let's fast forward over to a few tips about using LinkedIn search. Why do we want to use it? How do we want to use it? And then give us some examples of ways that we can profit from being able to search effectively and efficiently, please.
LinkedIn search is a great tool, again, that is very underutilized. This is the listening part of social media that most people forget about. You know, as you mentioned at the very beginning, social media is a conversation, it's a dialogue. There's a listening and a talking aspect to all of this. So utilizing LinkedIn, we can go in and strategically search. There's an advanced search function over on the right-hand side of the search bar. You can click on that. One of our clients, for example, is a mutual fund company, and they're looking to find where their product is already on the shelf. So, for example, they might be going in and looking for BS advisors, and they can utilize this LinkedIn search to find those strategic people that have access to the product. So that's one of the ways you can really utilize LinkedIn search. Or if you're working with your advisors and helping, you know, give some great feedback to them, some of our advisor clients have seen a ton of success through LinkedIn search. One in particular, he went to school at Dartmouth. He now lives in Dallas, and he works with engineers. So what he'll do is he'll search for people that went to Dartmouth that now live in Dallas that are engineers. You can narrow your search to that level of detail. By doing that, by just having that, you know, that common interest of Dartmouth, he's able to open the door for a conversation. That's just a great tip that you can mention to advisors when you're helping them and answer questions for them.
Amy, the last thing I want to get your advice on, your input on, your expertise around is this whole notion of how I might be able to use LinkedIn and social media in general. If I'm going to be working a trade show, I'm going to be at the INCA conference, I'm going to be at the LPL conference, I'm going to be at Morningstar, I'm going to be at TD Ameritrade, tell me how I can use social media, to work those events more insightfully, more profitably.
This is a very important topic. And one of the key things that we cover in our social sales training when we're doing social sales for any broker-dealers or wholesale groups, they want to know how do you work a trade show by utilizing social media to enhance that. So a couple of the key areas. I'm going to talk a little bit about LinkedIn and then a little bit about Twitter because Twitter is blowing up this year. You know, I've spoken at an event so far this year, and it's amazing when I see all the hands go up in the audience for how many are actually on Twitter and seeing the hashtags. So I truly believe that this is a big year and going to be a tipping point in regards to Twitter. But let's start with LinkedIn. So first, when you're going to a trade show, oftentimes you're able to get a list of all of the attendees beforehand. Skim through that. See who you want to meet. Find them on LinkedIn. Get connected. So connect with them on LinkedIn. Send them a message. Mention that you're going to be at the trade show. Talk a little bit about your company and ask them if they're interested in meeting with you. So before the show, reach out to them on LinkedIn. Also, so let's go over to Twitter. On Twitter, what you want to do, this is what the conversations are going to be happening while you're at the event. First, you want to see if it's an event hashtag. And almost every event this year I've been to has a Twitter hashtag associated with it. LPL Focus, for example. I spoke at LPL Focus last year. There was over 5,000 tweets using the hashtag. So look for that event hashtag and start making a list. Create a Twitter list and add people to that list, anyone that's using that hashtag. also go in and look at all of the speakers and see what speakers have a Twitter handle. Add them to that list. This is your prep before the event. So you want to create this list. And then when you're at the show, follow that hashtag. And if you're able to, with your compliance department, join the conversation. Reach out to people. Share photos. Tweet. Get those impressions. And make sure you're adding value to the conversation. Keep track of these people. Maybe you find somebody on Twitter, and if you're, for example, maybe you're not allowed to tweet. But say you find these people on Twitter, build this great list, go over on the LinkedIn, get connected to them on LinkedIn. So taking it from one platform to another. And once you establish these relationships, then take this, you know, turn these into conversation and offline meetings.
Wholesalers, do you get a feeling that we're just scratching the surface of Amy's expertise? Boy, I sure do. If you want to know more about Amy, about her book, about her expertise, about her opportunity to come out and assist you, head over to the website, othermasterminds.com. We'll go ahead and link up her site, her book, everything that you need to find from our guests here at Wholesale Masterminds Radio. Amy, I can't thank you enough for sharing 16 minutes with us about how to be more effective in the social space.
Scott, thanks so much for having me.
Wholesalers, join us next time for another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.